Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Now, the lawyer for Tom Martin said he looks forward to evidence from Jason Corbett's two children being introduced in any retrial. Tom and his daughter Molly walked free from prison on Wednesday night after they were granted bail by a US court in a bond set at $200,000. Joining me now is reporter with The Independent, Ralph Regal, who's written extensively on this case. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning.
Could you explain, first of all, what led to their release on bond?
Yeah, immediately after they were convicted in August 2017, Tom and Molly Martins and their legal teams signaled that they were going to take a challenge to the conviction. And they were convicted of the second degree murder of Jason Corbett on August the 2nd, 2015. And both received sentences of between 20 and 25 years. Now, the appeal process was quite lengthy. It came before the Court of Appeal in January of 2019, I think it was, and the Court of Appeal took a considerable period of time. They took over a year to come to their decision, but by a 2-1 majority, they voted in favour of the defendants, that they had been unfairly treated through the decisions of the trial judge not to allow certain things to be placed into evidence, including statements of Mr. Corbett's two children. That was then taken to the North Carolina Supreme Court. And last month, by a wafer-thin majority, the North Carolina Supreme Court upheld the ruling of the Court of Appeal and quashed the original 2017 conviction and effectively ruled in favour of a retrial. There was a lot of talk over the last week that there may not be a retrial on the basis of a plea deal. Mm. That didn't happen. There was no reference to a plea deal at the bond hearing on Wednesday. And what both sides were saying afterwards was that they are now in preparation mode for a retrial, though it is not expected that the retrial will be staged anytime soon.
How long could it be?
That's a very good question. I would say in a normal course of events, you're probably talking between 6 months and 12 months just to get the logistics of a trial and a prosecution sorted. But they're not normal times. COVID-19 has hit a lot of countries, and particularly it has hit the judicial systems on the basis that they've not been able to stage jury trials because of social distancing concerns. And that is very much the case in North Carolina. North Carolina at the moment is looking at, in some parts, there's a delay of between 20 to 22 murder and manslaughter cases log jammed. And certainly the indications from one of the defence lawyers is that they believe a lot of those cases will have to go ahead before this retrial is staged. And another complicating factor is that the 2017 trial took 5 weeks from quite a laborious juror selection process right up to the conviction and sentencing. Mm. Because there will be additional material and quite important material apparently introduced in any retrial, it's possible that this retrial could last somewhere between 6 and 8 weeks.
Wow. And what is the mood in the US towards the Martins? Would they be supportive of them?
It's very much split. Certainly the Martins would have their supporters. There was quite a contingent of family members at Davidson County Courthouse on Wednesday evening. And of course, the courthouse is located right beside Davidson County Jail, which is the facility where Tom and Molly were first processed on August the 9th, 2017, when they were taken into custody. There would be some people who would campaign very vociferously on their behalf. However, there's a very, very sizable group who feel that justice was not done for Jason Corbett. And there were a number of his former workmates made a point of attending the court hearing on Wednesday to show their support, not just for Mr. Corbett, but for his family in Limerick. And of course, they're a remarkable family. They have been very, very dignified in going through what is every family's worst nightmare. I think people shouldn't lose sight of the fact that, you know, for 6 years, they've been put through the judicial machine. They've done so with incredible dignity. They've worked very, very hard to support North Carolina police, North Carolina prosecutors, and yet here they find themselves after 6 years right back at square one and facing into the entire process all over again.
Now, I read your article in The Independent as well this morning. You're saying that the evidence of the Corbett children as well will be key for both sides in this retrial.
Yes, it's certainly will, and that was one of the core elements of the Court of Appeal ruling and the North Carolina Supreme Court ruling. But I think it's very important to note that while the defence are honing in on a very specific element of evidence, which is the statements that the children made to social services in the days after their father's awful death, the children, their family has made clear that the children now want their voices heard, and that the children are willing to travel to North Carolina to give direct evidence, not only about those statements, but about other aspects of the case. And that is seen as a significant boost to the prosecution, and will certainly, according to some people that I've spoken to, will very much put the 2017 statements in context. It's also worth noting that the statements were not allowed in the original 2017 trial because the trial judge, Judge David Lee, noted that certain statements were given in North Carolina. Those statements were completely contradicted by sworn statements that children made just a couple of weeks later when they returned to Ireland. And his view was that the fairest thing to do was to omit both sets of statements.
Okay, it will be an interesting one to see how it goes. So what now then for Tom and Molly? Are they completely free until this retrial happens?
Yes, as you mentioned there in your introduction, they were released on a bond of $200,000. That's about €170,000. And they've both returned to their homes at Knoxville in Tennessee. Now, both also had to surrender their passports, and both also had to give a clear undertaking that they would have no contact, direct or indirect, with the Corbett family, and most specifically with Mr. Corbett's two children. So essentially, we're now into the waiting phase to determine when the pre-trial processes begin and when the prosecution are talking about the logistics of a trial. But all the indications are that there's it's very unlikely there's going to be anything happen before the middle of 2022.
Okay, Ralph, we'll leave it there for this morning. Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank you. That's Ralph Regal there from The Independent. And if you have a chance, actually check out that book written by Jason Corbett's sister. I can't remember the name of it. I'm sure a listener will tell me, but it offers a wonderful insight into that case and what the family went through during that absolutely horrific time.